Visit Heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
December 12th is Festival of Unmentionable Thoughts Day, a day to gather around and think about things like... and... oh, and of course... Have a happy Festival of Unmentionable Thoughts Day. Ooh, I just had another.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
7 o'clock, stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The French president holding an emergency meeting after a deadly attack in Strasbourg, France, which left three people dead.
Prior to this attack, French security forces already knew to keep an eye on the man they believe is the gunman. Sharif Shaquette, 29 years old. The police union says his home was raided before the attack. Explosives were found.
Fox's Mike Tobin. President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen getting sentenced today for lying to Congress and
breaking campaign finance laws by making hush money payments to two women who claim to have had affairs with President Trump.
Fox's Jill Nato. One of those women, porn star Stormy Daniels, who's been ordered to pay the president more than $290,000 for attorney's fees and another $1,000 in sanctions after her defamation suit against him was dismissed. This is Fox News.
When it comes to Christmas, this morning show has a leg up on the competition. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Fragile.
Jay Scott.
I triple dog dare you.
Emily Hayes.
Y'all shut your eye up. Y'all shut your eye up.
Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Be careful what you ask for Christmas. You might just get it.
There it is. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Oh, my God, I shot my eye out.
Oh, my God.
He shot his eye out. It is three men and a lady.
You get a little tappity-tap.
That's the ever-inquisitive Jay Scott. He's got random facts coming up.
My stories suck.
No, they don't, Emily. We love your stories. And, of course, he out... Even the kids in that movie.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Ice on the windshield this morning, but we're going to see a nice turnaround today and another great day with a lot of sunshine around. There'll be some high clouds. Occasionally, the sunshine will be straining through that. Well, otherwise, warmer today with a high around 59. Mostly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow's high around 61. Cloudy, breezy day. Could be an afternoon shower. Better chance of rain and perhaps a few thunderstorms. Not only tomorrow night, but also on Friday as well. 53 the low tomorrow night. 59 the high on Friday. Then on Saturday, big day. Lots of things that could go wrong as far as outdoor events, but I think the weather's going to cooperate. I've got us at partly sunny, 57 for a high, and I have the rain chances at 20% or less. So we can't rule out a shower, but the chances are small. We'll be on national TV starting at 4:30 in the afternoon. That's the Camellia Bowls. Then on Sunday, great day, high near 60. Right now this morning, Prattville, Troy, and Selma are 28. It's 27 in Alexander City and 29 at Danley Field with calm winds at 7:05.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911. 4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. We're getting towards the end of the year. Maybe I like to say that my bones ache But if your bones have been aching for just a little while, or you've got a recurring problem that you want to kind of get off of taking pain medication for and maybe work out the kinks in your bones and muscles and such, see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. He's been helping the folks in the River Region for over a decade. Great people there in the office. Deborah, Kayla, Tracy, everybody's just fantastic. And Dr. Pasley's all about wellness, getting you well from the inside out so you can live as much of a pain-free life as possible. So if you're new to the chiropractor thing, check out millbrookchiropractor.com. You can learn more about it, how it works. You can make your appointment online and even fill out your new patient paperwork online. And if you just want to talk to somebody about it, give them a call at 285-8483. They're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook.
During the Cheap and Trashy last hour, by the way, it's 707. And it is below freezing because I sat on the thinking stoop. And after about 60 seconds, I'm freezing my so I can verify the temperature. 707, after we check traffic, an amazing new mashup with Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama and Queen's Fat Bottom Girls.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're looking good out here. 65 and 85 starting to increase. We do have school zones activated, but as far as major accidents go and people getting hurt, tearing their cars up, that's looking okay out there right now. All interstate routes into the city, you got a straight shot. At Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, all military, first responders, and fire, they get $1,000 off. For all the information, call Steve at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
All right, these mashups come out all the time, but because this one involves Sweet Home Alabama, our state national anthem, and Queen, of course.
Oh, this has been good.
Yeah, so check out Sweet Home Alabama and Fat Bottom Girls mashed into one.
Takes a lot of time and talent to do something like that.
We've done a bunch of these over time. I thought it was pretty good. You can tell from Emily's face, which might be described as pickle puss. She wasn't too impressed with it.
Maybe the Christmas version of it is better.
I don't know. I'm sorry that my face is so expressive at times.
Nothing wrong with having an expressive face.
That's
why we need the camera in here, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe
when Santa. Is that blessed event going
Maybe
to take
Santa
place?
Will bring us in.
Let's see. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll talk to the people downstairs.
Guess what we'll get to play later today?
Is it truth or baloney?
Truth! Or baloney.
You are correct.
Is Bridget going to come play?
So will Amy.
Oh, wow.
And the
Act House.
The feature today will be Bob Barker.
Oh,
say he was 95 today,
birthday
right?
Birthday boy, yep.
He is a national treasure.
He is. Yeah, absolutely
he,
is.
He would like you to spay
and neuter your pets. He got me through many a sick
gosh.
Day.
In, should I play that?
In honor of? Yes.
The,
yes, because yeah, that was go ahead. Great.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is a moment that happened totally spontaneously. Now, all I got to do is remember how I filed it.
Oh, your filing system is something to behold.
Did I file it under Sunny? I'm sure here it is. Guess where I filed it.
Is it under Sunny?
No. Here we go. I see K-Rod's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
I just had a funny thought. I want to hear Sunny Fox reminding people to spay and neuter their pets.
All right. Let's see if this works. This is the Price is Right closing. Don't forget to go out and get your dog's balls chopped off.
Oh, my God.
This is Bob.
Yeah, there are times in this business where you just get lucky. Yes,
that was so great.
Because I had no idea what was going to come on that Price is Right close. That was just a YouTube video labeled closing for Price is Right.
Do you remember the morning that Bob Eubanks got us?
Yes, we have that.
Is
that
yeah, that's in there somewhere.
How was that file, Jay?
I wouldn't know.
Bob, good, now I don't feel so...
He was so deadpan the way he set us up.
I got it.
All right. Oh, my God.
I got it.
Oh,
this,
my God.
Yeah, this is a beautiful moment. He really...
Eubanks from the Newlywed Game. And he, you know, he's got, you know...
Hashtag Whoopi.
Yeah, okay.
This venue you're going to be at is excellent, by the way. The Montgomery Performing Arts Center. You really... it's first rate all the way.
Bob, this has been a thrill for us this morning.
Yes.
And again, if we can get you on the air again between now and then, that would be excellent if your schedule permits it. But thank you very much for this morning.
Well, you know, I have to. If I sound a little sad this morning, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
The gardener cut our cat's tail off with a weed whacker.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh.
So I've got to take the cat to Walmart. They're the biggest retailers in the country, you see.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Retailers in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Good God. Oh, jeez, we're all looking at each other. Good one, Bob. 10 points.
Thank you.
Oxygen. I need oxygen. That may have been the biggest.
How did you ever get so stupid?
Group moment in the history of this show. You know,
but he was so deadpan about
he
it.
He was. That's when I had to leave the show early. Still.
Oh yeah.
And
right.
I heard
I
heard that on the way to the other job. Yeah. And
yeah.
He still talked to the Godfather.
Yes, I talk to the Godfather all the time.
We'll give her our love.
Well, I will.
Bob Eubanks.
You'll see her in January.
Besides being the game show host, mortgaged his house, took a second mortgage to bring
the Beatles.
Oh, yeah,
to Southern California at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah. Good move. That worked out well.
Yes.
Some people have that gift, man. They do. Some just, and others try with all their might to... We even tried it with Styx. What could go wrong? We'll produce our own concerts. Mm-hmm. Why pay Dex Card and the Wild Goose when we can do it ourselves? We made $186 in that.
Yeah, right.
And there's a story that goes with that I can't tell on the radio.
Oh,
7:15. If you scroll down my Facebook page a little bit, you'll see some shots of my yard. And the reason they're there is I want you to see the perfection with which J&S Professional Landscaping can shape a bush or a hedge, trim things down, edge like nobody else's business, and get your yard sort of tucked in for the winter. If you would like to give the heavy lifting to somebody else, what a great gift to give you. Some free time while somebody else does the hard work. John and Melissa Cato are terrific people. Call them at 202-8760. 202-8760 for JNS, the Yard Groomers Professional Landscaping. 7:15 news and Jay's Random Facts coming up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A family in Demopolis is in mourning after a 9-year-old girl took her own life. They say she was bullied and that it was racially motivated. Her mother says a group of her classmates taunted her with racist comments. A man has been charged with murder in connection with the shooting that led to a teen's hit-and-run death earlier this month in Montgomery. 19-year-old Terrence Webster is charged with reckless murder. He is now being held on $150,000 bond. And former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting Tuesday. He says he is not thinking about running for an elected position at this time. He also joked about the controversy surrounding his time working in the Trump administration. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt in here.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive. Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
I don't think we really disagree so much.
One thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute.
You know what I'll say? Yes.
We have a lot of disagreements here, but that's not the point here. We have a disagreement.
Yes,
we
right?
do.
Good.
We do.
See? We get along.
No.
I noticed Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach.
The New Odd Couple. Random weekdays on so-called news networks.
And now, here's Jay Scott with an odd couple of...
Random animals.
And it's 11, and that's an odd number. Oh, look at you!
You're completely fine. You got that one.
He's that's all so like, great, because odd.
Then why am I so filled with self-loathing?
I don't know.
Oh, what happened to the... Okay.
Yeah. Did you know...
Stuff.
Kool-Aid was originally called Fruit Smack.
That's just funny because you know Harold.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly why that's so funny.
I don't. Like, Fruit Smack, is that like heroin?
Smack.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Because when I would make the Kool-Aid, which was only about... Either my parents were out of town, or if they were... they knew exactly when I would make it because...
You put like 10 pounds of sugar.
Yeah, you know? It was like half a bag of sugar. and then put water in it, and then put the flavor stuff in there. So
do they still come in the little tiny packets?
Yes,
like that?
They do.
Oh, they come in those little tiny packets, or you can get the like the big plastic container that's already pre-mixed, pre-sweetened.
Did you have the glass Kool-Aid shaped pitcher?
No, we did it in a glass milk bottle. Mom would, you know, an empty milk bottle.
See, in those ancient times, milk came in glass.
Yeah.
Well,
everything came in glass.
Yeah.
It was ancient times.
Well.
Nothing to follow up. Just, well, did you know, if you wake up during surgery, there's a very good chance that you will not be able to tell the surgeon or move at all because the paralytics that are administered for many types of surgery. There's a lot of comments here of people saying, yep, this happened to me. It's one of the most terrifying things I've ever experienced.
This is so odd that you bring this up because last night, Roz and I went to Dr. Love's office. Not that.
Whoa!
Come into Dr. the office.
Stop at that special store first?
No, but there's a possibility she may need a procedure to alleviate these horrible migraines she gets.
Oh, yeah.
So they showed us, he showed us a film, it was only 10 minutes, about how they do some of these things, but it got into the various anesthesiology treatments they can use.
Yeah.
Everything from, like, something that'll keep you awake, but sunnied out, so to speak.
Yeah. Sunnied out.
And then others where you're completely out.
That's the one I'll take almost every time.
Knock me out.
Well, you know,
tooth cleaning, put me out.
Right.
God.
Right.
Dr. Kane, when I had this last thing that I missed half a day for, I was not out. I was on nitrous oxide, and they gave me a pill. And I did fine. But I don't remember much.
When I had that tooth pulled earlier this year, or this fall, I had just the local numbing agent they injected into my jaw, gum, whatever.
I've got him talked into even gassing me for cleaning.
Just give me the gas. Yeah. That's really it. Just knock me out.
They say I'm pretty funny.
Funny? Why, you're
adorable.
Did you know that alcohol doesn't make you forget anything? When you get blackout drunk, the brain temporarily loses the ability to create memories.
Huh?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
What? So that's where 1983
went. Yeah, right? The first comment says, what I do when I'm blackout drunk is none of my business.
That's funny. You know, I think we all have traumas or parts of our lives or situations that we really don't want to remember.
Sure.
But that's my second marriage, and that whole period of time, there's literally very little of that I can recall. Probably good.
I was about to say, it's probably for the best.
Probably for the best, yeah.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you, blackout drunk.
Actually, it was the Bolivian marching powder, but that's another story.
Did you know the United States still has 8 nuclear weapons that are unaccounted for as a result of Broken Arrow incidents, typically involving the aircraft carrying it crashing, or in one case, a crew member accidentally grabbing the emergency release pin?
Oh, jeez.
So I think that one's in North Carolina, maybe. Man,
what did he say? Whoops.
Nothing right? to be alarmed about. There's just 12 unaccounted for nukes.
Did you know that all of China has only one time zone?
I did not know that.
How
I don't
does
know
that work
which time
them?
Zone it is, but
Central Chinese Wiener Time.
Yeah, I don't exactly know what time zone that is,
that's
but they are
amazing.
All in one. Well, they're, you know,
it's a big, big country.
It's huge, and it should have more than one, but I think their government says no. This is
we're going to do one time.
Yeah, we're just one time zone.
That's Russia it. Has like 12.
Yeah. Which has got to make it weird for business stuff. I don't know.
Even Florida has 2.
Mm-hmm. It's Indiana so has 4.
That's right.
Because,
wow. Yeah, the northwest corner of the state outside Chicago is always on Chicago's time because
right.
there's so much commerce back and forth.
Right. It's on central.
And then it stays on standard time
then,
all year.
Then there's this daylight standard time issue. It's just really weird. In the state house in Indiana, there's 4 clocks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I remember the year I worked there, we did not change times once.
Still love my favorite random fact ever was that...
The ship?
No, about the Oregon and Florida having the same...
Oh, Oregon and Florida having the same, yes. Same time. And it only occurs...
Once a year?
Yeah, like for 1 hour once a year, they have the same exact time.
Really cool.
Something like that. Did you know Roger
Federer. I didn't mean to roll my tongue the first time I said it, but yeah, Roger Federer.
From Nicaragua.
Him and Brett Favre.
Favre.
Yeah, Roger Federer has ranked in the top 100 male tennis players for 1,000 consecutive weeks.
Wow.
That's almost 20 years.
Ooh.
He has been ranked in the top 100 male tennis players.
Roger Federer.
Did you know when returning home to Australia, mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman.
Oh, Hugh.
Hugh Jackman has been known to notify the paparazzi as to his whereabouts so they can get in all the photos that they want and then leave him alone the remainder of his stay. Like, look, here's where I'm going to be. Yeah, right. Come out and get your shots.
Right.
Then just leave me be. Yeah.
I have to let the paparazzi know that when I travel to Mobile. I'm such a big deal, you know.
I thought paparazzi was dead.
No. Luciano is, but the other one isn't.
Luciano paparazzi is dead?
Paparazzi.
Oh, my God.
Did you know, in 2012, an extreme solar storm missed the Earth by 9 days that could have caused nearly $2.5 trillion in damage.
What?
And loss of power for years on end. Mm-hmm. Remember in 2012, that was when the Mayans were thinking that the world was going to end.
Canada.
A lot of good parties because you thought the world was going to end.
Canada had a bad one time where it affected power and all kinds of communications.
Yeah. There's a 12% chance of a solar storm with the same magnitude to hit us in the next decade. Or decade.
Decade!
Did you know a female giant Pacific octopus... Why is that funny?
It's just oddly specific.
Well, the giant, well, it's not the giant Atlantic octopus. It's different there.
I think when you use the word female, it... Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, the giant...
Careful.
Careful.
Good advice there, counselor. Thank you. Rich Thomas is my consigliere.
Approach the bench for a sidebar.
The female giant Pacific octopus can lay 50,000 eggs.
Whoa!
That's frightening.
She quits eating and spends 6 months slowly dying as she tends to and protects them. On average, only 2. And that's it. The number 2 out of the 50,000 baby octopuses survive.
And what? She dies?
She slowly dies.
What a ratio that is.
Isn't it?
50,000?
My mind is blown.
2 of you are going to make it.
Oh, man.
If you want to survive.
And one got hit by a bus.
Right. You want to survive, kill your brothers and sisters. Did you know the largest building in the world? Now, this is not talking in tallest. I didn't say tallest. This is the largest.
Oh.
The biggest footprint that a building has in the world is in the Netherlands. And it's used... primarily for flower auctions.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It is. It covers 128 acres. It is 5,580,000 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where is the largest office building in the world as far as square footage?
It used to be Chicago.
It's in Washington, D.C.
Pentagon?
Yeah.
I always heard the Merchandise Mart had more square feet than any building ever built.
It may have changed.
Enormous.
Mine may be outdated, but it used to be the largest office building in the world.
Well, this building that sells flowers, or that does the flower auctions, they sell around 20 million flowers daily.
Wow.
It's a lot of flowers. Of course, that increases around those special occasions, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day.
Emily's wedding.
And it is in the Netherlands. And finally, did you know that in A Christmas Story, the film, there was going to be a fantasy sequence where Ralphie would team up with his hero, Flash Gordon. That sequence got cut. However, if you watch the end credits, you will see that there are actors credited for playing Flash and Ming the Merciless in the film.
They gave him the
credit. Gave him the credit, which makes me feel like, did that get, like, partially filmed?
So that must exist somewhere, huh?
I'm wondering if it does. I'm very curious if there's a director's cut of Christmas Story. I don't know.
But anyway, Rich, you are correct on the Pentagon.
Oh, cool! And it still is.
So, but there's something about the merchandise. Oh, Willis Tower, that's Sears Tower, Chicago.
Maybe it's not office building. Maybe it's some other building.
Maybe it could be called something else now too. Franklin Center. I don't know. There's a bunch from Chicago on the list. 311 Wacker Drive. Anybody ever live in a city with a name? Wacker Drive?
Yeah, that's near the Wrigley Building, and it's also not far from WGN Radio. And
WGN and WLS.
Yeah. I know where that is.
And what's really weird is that it has an upper and lower level.
Oh, yeah?
And the lower level is, well, let's just put it this way. Weird things have been known to happen there.
Is it sort of around the corner a little bit from State Street, right? A little bit?
It used to begin at State, but they built further east. Oh. But it starts at State and then goes west, and it cuts at an angle that follows the Chicago River. And as you're driving along, every three or four blocks, there's an option to go underground to lower Wacker Drive.
That I haven't seen.
So you have Upper Wacker and Lower Wacker.
Just a funny I had a friend that lived on Wacker Lane in Mobile.
Figures you would. You always have something. No, I mean, never done it.
What kind of face is that?
It's my face, Jay. I was born with it.
I'm sorry.
I can't give it back.
I mean, that facial reaction. What kind of face is that?
I did. I always got a story.
Is there a Wacker in Coleman?
No, not that I know of. I do have a story for everything, but I try to only tell the relevant ones. Sometimes my judgment is flawed, and I don't tell a relevant story, but again, you've let me go on and on for far too long now.
Yeah, reel it in, would you? As the Steelian song says.
Better seen than heard. What is that?
Ready?
Yeah, we're good. No, we're good.
Okay, organist, go ahead. We are ready to ask today's pop quiz question.
Goes back to our very first random fact of the day. Kool-Aid had a different name. What was it? That's it.
I like it.
Well, that's so long ago, it seems like yesterday.
Heroin.
Yeah. All right, our number is 272-9228, 272-9228. Win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with the correct answer if you're listening on the Three Men and the Ladies app channel. That's Arieco, Tres, Tres, Cuatro, Dos, Siete, Dos, Nueve, Dos, Dos, Ocho, 272-9228. We're standing by for callers right now. Get ready to win at 7:33.
Oh.
I am fading. I gotta go smoke too.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident, 400 South McDonough. Another one just occurred, the 2100 block of Vaughn. My friends, it's getting busy out there as we make our way up to 8 o'clock. Be careful this morning. Classes for real estate licensing, they begin on January 7th at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Register early and save $50. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
All right, let's see if we can find our winner to our pop quiz question. Rick, it's all up to you.
Hey.
Smack me with fruit smack.
That is correct.
Fruit smack, yes. Strawberry fruit smack.
And you won yourself a $10 food outlet gift certificate.
Congratulations.
Which means you can go out and buy yourself 7 pounds of ham butt.
Oh, boy.
5 pounds of boneless pork chops or 4 pounds of chuck roast, just for starters.
Can those be redeemed for one of your key lime pies?
Oh, dang.
I wish they were available at Food Outlet, because you know what? I use all Food Outlet ingredients now in those, because they carry Aunt Nellie's key lime. I should get with Brent and get that business started.
All right, listen.
Yes, you should.
I need the money.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you wouldn't have to get up at a ridiculous hour of the night.
No, I'd still do that.
Oh, okay.
I just need to make some extra money.
All right.
Hang on, Rick. Congratulations. We appreciate you at 736.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
It's been a cold morning out there. In fact, it's one of those mornings where you need to scrape the windshield, the ice off the windshield. 28 is the official low this morning. We are at 29 right now. Good bit of sunshine today, mixed in with a few high clouds filtering through with the sun. The warmer day today with a high temperature up to about 59. We were 53 yesterday, and boy, what a change. It was so nice to see the sun yesterday. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold. Overnight low temperature by morning, 42. Tomorrow, high temperature 61. A cloudy, breezy day. Maybe an afternoon shower somewhere in the area. And then tomorrow night and Friday, windy. Showers likely. Perhaps some thunderstorms. 53 tomorrow night. Friday's high, 59. And then pretty good forecast for Saturday. I've got the rain chances at 20%, roughly, which is not bad. Partly sunny with a high of 57. A lot of things on the line on Saturday as well, involving Christmas events and the Camellia Bowl as well. Great day Sunday with a high near 60. Right now this morning, with 29 degrees and calm winds, clear skies, it's 738.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
It is 738. So we were talking about, you know, the largest office building in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I did look up Merchandise Mart, and when it opened in 1930, it was the largest building in the world, 4 million square feet. It was huge. I worked at NBC there for a couple of years on the 18th and 19th floor. We actually had a commissary. Remember Johnny Carson used to make jokes about the NBC commissary? Yes, and that's where I had a pastrami sandwich that put me out for 3 days.
Oh,
you had food poisoning?
I think it was mishandled, perhaps. I don't know. But I was feeling great when I started my lunch, and I had to leave work early.
I did a live shot from the...
haven't had pastrami since.
From the roof up there at the top of the Merchandise Mart, and they had five people involved in my live shot back to Montgomery. That's
wow.
Because of a union shop.
Yes.
Producers, managers, just all kinds of... many people.
This is just a little radio insight story for you Utes, but... In the olden days, the three networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, used to have their own orchestras. Mm-hmm. And all of those musicians were unionized. And when they stopped using them, they had to find other things for them to do. And some of those guys were still working when I got into the business. If I wanted to produce a commercial, mm-hmm. And I did a lot of those when I was first in the business, a record spinner had to come in and put his finger on the disc to start it. I was not allowed to touch the record.
Right.
A record spin. Right. And the guy was a musician of some kind. He used to play in the NBC orchestra. But they had to find something for him to do because they could not fire them.
Union shop.
Yeah.
That's right.
They all had some interesting things to do. A little history of radio for you. As long as we're going back to the olden days, may I take a 49-year trip back to the first day Georgia Floors Direct opened up on the Boulevard at that time at the very far outskirts of Montgomery, because they were opening this enormous warehouse. And inside, their plan was to import flooring from manufacturers all over America. Not the stuff that they couldn't move or get rid of. This is Georgia Floors Direct. Don't ever think this is where bad flooring goes to die or find a home. This is first-rate, high-fashion, popular styles of flooring. Carpets, tiles, laminates, hardwoods. They've got it all. Direct from the manufacturers to them, so you get a wholesale price. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers help you navigate that enormous number of choices when you walk in, try and figure out what it is you'd like to do and what your budget is, so you can have a very focused and efficient visit. Then, whatever you've picked out your flooring, it's installed by people they've worked with for many, many years, the best in the business. And we have done it all with them. Tile, hardwood flooring, carpeting, runners, you name it, area rugs. They're the best. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination. Next year will be 50 years. JD.
Yes, I have two peculiar questions that I have been trying to get an opportunity to ask you, Mr. Budell.
Yes.
What is the name of the Frosty Snowman song you play? And two, what is the name of that skit you played this morning, the new Odd Couple? That just had me cracking up.
I just got that this morning.
I died laughing. After watching that last night and hearing that this morning, oh, that was epic.
I'm glad you liked it. I thought it was a good one, too. Frosty, I was unable to find him on the internet. We've had a long time, like 10 years, 11 years. I think going all the way back to the AM days.
The censored one? The censored Frosty?
The censored Frosty. Yeah.
I sent that to you was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
We sent it to listeners. So if you want a copy of it, send me an email and I'll send one to you.
Outstanding. Thank you very, very much.
And it never hurts to, send an envelope filled with money to your favorite radio personnel.
Oh, yeah, especially, yeah.
No. Going out of their way.
My last name, yeah. Cash, C-A-S-H.
I have a traffic update, real-time traffic update.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Lucy, let us know that a wreck has just happened on Vaughn Road, headed east before you get to Vaughn Road School in the left lane. Between Perry Hill Light and Light to turn left into that neighborhood before the school. Traffic is backing up.
Run that by me again. This is what happens when you get accident directions from...
Watch it. If you say a lady...
I wasn't going to say that.
That will come over this table. Wreck just happened on Vaughn Road.
Okay.
Headed east.
Headed east.
Before you get to Vaughn Road School...
Vaughn Road School.
The school on Vaughn Road. I don't know. I'm not from here. Left lane. Between Perry Hill Light and Light to turn left into that neighborhood before the school.
Okay.
I got you.
All right, so.
I'm with you.
All right. That nails it for me. That was like mental GPS.
Stop it! You do too know what I'm talking about!
That's true.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corn cob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his
what?
Running here and there all around the square saying me if you can.
From the Fox Business Network, encouraging signs from trade talks with China could lift stocks today. China has promised to lower tariffs on cars from the U.S. and also says it will buy more soybeans and other crops. China-based music streaming service Tencent Music Entertainment Group is expected to start trading today on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol TME. The launch could be disappointing for those who expected it to turn into a hot new stock. Tencent Music priced the stock at $13 a share. year, which is at the low end of expectations, along with its music apps. It also includes an online karaoke service. Verizon admits it will have an additional $4.5 billion expense for its Oath unit, which includes AOL and Yahoo. Verizon's Oath has had a hard time competing with Google, which receives the most money from digital ad spending. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you. Mr.
Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards, always on sale. We offer the nicest $2.99 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I'm closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerlift chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We're now located in Pepper Tree Shops out on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week up through Christmas. Come see us. We'll make you anything you can dream of, Marguerite's, but we really want to brag about the Christmas specials we have. They're as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're talking about a diamond solitaire necklace, white, yellow, rose gold for $100, diamond earrings bezeled for $200, or a triple bezel necklace for just $300. Whatever you dream of, we have it at Marguerite's. We have the diamonds, we have the gold, and we certainly have the experience. Come see us. Thank you.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tired of the same old holiday specials? Tonight on ABC, it's the first ever Christmas special for cats. Featuring the dot from a laser pointer. Dead mice. And lint. fresh from the dryer. And if that's not enough to make Mr. Whiskers slash your new suede couch enjoy, we've also got celebrity guests like Kat Lynn Jenner, Tina Fey, Bill Scurry, and a special performance by Meowie J. Blige. Think you're excited? Ask your cat. Okay, this is an awful idea. Cats just want to be left alone to lick themselves. But too late, we ran the promo. ABC's Christmas special for cats. Use hashtag CatterdayNightFever to interact with fellow shut-ins. Don't hiss it.
Hiss it.
Oh. Wait till you see what we're wearing to the Christmas party tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's cat-tastic.
I played that just for you, by the way.
Thank you.
We have Joe G on the phone. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. I've been getting the kids ready for the last 2 hours, so I don't know if you guys have covered this yet.
Okay.
But the $50,000 for the migrants that are demanding $50,000 unless they get in. Have you guys talked about that today?
No, we don't get too heavy in the morning.
The news starts at 9 here. I don't know how long you've been listening.
I know. It just grinds my gears. And I mean, I didn't want to bring up a whole political.
It grinds my gears, too, if it makes you feel any better.
But Greg grinds his gears at 3 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be sure to call back and we'll go over that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not really down with people who don't live for making demands on
I'm a frail, emotional girl, and I can't handle heavy news this early.
No. But, yes, we try to at least give everybody a chance to have a decent morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that
before we talk about all the bad stuff.
Yeah. And Baron's the perfect person to lead into the
Baron's the one that talks about the bad stuff.
We're like the Hallmark Channel of radio. As far as,
I mean, if you want your news from the Three Stooges, we're your place. The Four Musketoids, or whatever you want to call us. And sure, yeah, that's important stuff, but my goodness.
I'm not a hard news woman.
Now, we are going to be playing True the Baloney next hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're very much looking forward to that.
So, the conundrum questions there weren't...
I didn't see that.
Well, I didn't either, Rich. Oh, they weren't shared.
Well, I saw them sitting on his... But I, you know.
Well, I'll talk about the story here, and this got my attention only because... It says the average holiday shopper will spend $530 this season. Do you remember any Christmas?
That you got away with that?
I didn't even get off Amazon.
I know.
Under that amount of money.
No, that's cheap. It's only if you're giving away, like, candy kisses.
Yeah. I mean, I really would love to know how you do, unless everybody in your family hates you, you don't celebrate Christmas.
$530.
Really? That seems
a little... You're kidding.
Not to mention, you know, the additional cost of food preparation and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the potential to earn rewards when shopping with a credit card, most Americans plan to shop with a debit card this year. That's always wise to not run up. In fact, there are people still paying off last Christmas's debt. Brant McDonald, our financial guru and genius, will be the first to tell you, look, I'll be happy to find you an investment or set up a portfolio. But he says the first thing you got to do is pay off any credit card debt you have, because unless you get lucky, you're not going to find an investment that will pay off at credit card type interest rates. So that's always his first advice to any new client that he works with. East of the Rockies.
Hey, very quickly, I just wanted to let Emily know that she is great radio in any category. Have a great Wednesday.
Except hard news.
Well, did we say something that made you feel like we didn't think she wasn't the greatest?
Oh, no. Now I'm just picking on her cat riff, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I got to see that sweater. I hope it's posted later.
Oh, look, Fiance's the one wearing the sweater to end all Christmas sweaters. My dress is complimentary to that sweater. It's going to be amazing. And, of course, we'll post a picture.
Yeah, okay, that'll be good. You know, just, we'll see how that works out.
Okay.
You guys have a good day.
And we appreciate it. Okay, so that's what we're going to be doing after 8. In fact, we have a brand new top of the hour intro from Rusty this morning.
Brand new?
Brand new.
Like still with a bow on it?
Still with a bow on it.
How about?
In fact, the box and the wrapping paper have been sitting here all morning. You didn't even notice.
Save the wrapping paper, as my mom would say.
Yes. 7:55. The place to go when you're really, really, really at your wit's end, trying to come up with an idea for somebody that you feel is hard to shop for, is Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Now, who isn't in this state? It's a much shorter list. Into the greatest rivalry in sports on one side or the other. They have two showcases at Brian Jewelry, both devoted just to that, and they're filled with beautiful gift ideas if you're shopping for a friend or somebody who's on one side or the other, and you want to give them something classy. At Brian Jewelry, though, and they have, I mean, every gem on the planet and beautiful showcases that are filled with great gift ideas in terms of pendants and gold chains and every gem you can think of. What they really do best is calm people down and say, right, tell us about who you're shopping for. And learn about that person and make suggestions based on that. Now, you may have an idea that you would like to find somewhere, and you can bounce all over town trying to find it, or you can go straight to Brian Jewelry and have them create it, because that's what they do. And of course, you get free care and cleaning on a lifetime of your purchase at Brian Jewelry. In fact, it was 5 years ago this week that Chandra and I went there to get Mrs. Ritterbuttle's engagement ring.
Oh, man.
You get emotional. Hey, but they've been around a long time, and I told you about that couple at Costco that got their engagement and wedding rings at Brian Jewelry 61 years ago. They are a legend in the preferred community, but people come from everywhere to get great deals to help you with financing. As low as 0% for qualified buyers at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join the club at brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident. 400 South McDonough and 2100 Vaughn. Trying to get those in a parking lot right now. Otherwise, around the city, very, very busy. 65 southbound from Montgomery and Prattville. You know the song and dance there above the North Boulevard. Bunching up. Be careful. Kind of best to be in the left-hand lane. Join Trenum State for their Collegiate Corral Winter Concert Illuminations tonight, 7 p.m. Concert's going to be held in the auditorium on the Patterson Campus, Troy Highway, Trenum State Community College. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
A new production of The Sound of Music, the most popular American musical of all time, premieres at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, November 15th through December 30th. This delightful family musical will enchant audiences with its Tony and Grammy Award-winning best score, featuring songs such as My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and Climb Every Mountain. Don't miss this special event at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Get your tickets at asf.net today.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in